Welcome, everyone, to our weekly ePray. Thank you for joining us in this time of prayer and reflection. Our theme for this month is hope. As we begin our time, I invite you to take a few deep breaths to focus and turn your eyes toward Jesus. Let us begin by praying St. Francis' prayer for peace. Please pray with me. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring love. Where there is offense, let me bring pardon. Where there is discord, let me bring union. Where there is error, let me bring truth. Where there is doubt, let me bring faith. Where there is despair, let me bring hope. Where there is darkness, let me bring your light. Where there is sadness, let me bring joy. O Lord, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that one receives. It is in self-forgetting that one finds. It is in forgiving that one is forgiven. It is in dying that one awakens to eternal life. Today, our scripture is Romans 15, verse 13. As I read the scripture, turn your thoughts quietly toward the Lord, asking Him to open your heart and ears to His voice and word. If you feel comfortable, open your hands in front of you, prepared to receive what God might have for you today. Speak to us, Lord Jesus. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul suggests that trusting in God will bring us joy and peace and cause us to overflow with hope. God is the source of our joy, peace, and hope. Is that your experience? Where can you see God filling you with joy and peace and overflowing hope in your life? In Spanish, the verbs for to hope and to wait, the verb esperar, is the same verb. Both verbs look toward expectation. When you hope, is it hard to wait? Do your eyes stay fixed on Jesus? As you reread our verse for today, ask God to highlight for you how he is bringing hope in your life. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. It can seem like hope is in short supply in today's world. The dark and heavy seem louder than God's hope. And without God, hope is hard to find. Where do you see your young people finding hope? Do they confuse momentary happiness with hope? Can you think of one young person in your life who needs to know about the hope God can bring? Someone who especially needs God's joy and peace right now, and hope that will overflow throughout their lives? With that name in mind, ask God to highlight for you how you can be an image of God's hope in their world. Ask God to give that teen eyes to see and ears to hear his joy, peace, and hope. We'll end our time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. Let us pray. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you. Praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine, and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.